Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One piece of welcome news. As of yesterday, 521 people have been charged with criminal offenses in connection with the January 6th insurrection. 521 people. And some of them are going to get jail time, and some of them can get substantial jail time. And here's the way it's playing out. There were people in that crowd who physically attacked police officers, who beat them, who gouged out a police officer's eye, who stabbed the police officer with a pole, who sprayed a police officers in the face with bear spray, and one of them had a stroke and died the next day, who trampled them. One guy was on the ground and said, I have a wife and four kids, don't kill me. And some people protected him. The people that laid hands on a police officer should go to prison. Okay. It's as simple as that. You lay hands on a police officer, you go to prison. Police officers have a dangerous job. They get assassinated in some cases. And here you go to prison. Now, will any of them not go to prison? Well, if somebody was not involved in the planning of it and was there and heard the president say, go to the Capitol, and thought he was going with him and happened to walk along, and it was trespassing, and he thought it wasn't because the president said, go on in, and he didn't touch a police officer, and he didn't do anything bad inside, he'll still get convicted. It's criminal trespass, and he was part of a mob that went in. You're charged with what everybody else did. But if you didn't do it yourself, there'll be some of them who they'll say they'll get probation, but it'll be on their records. You do not, as a mob, go up to the Capitol to try to intimidate the Congress in not accepting the certifications of the election. That election was conducted in accordance with our law. All 50 states certified it. Every secretary of state, and there are more secretaries of state who are Republicans than Democrats in this country. All governors signed off on it, and there are more governors who are Republican than Democrat, simply because there are more smaller states that are Republicans in many cases, not all cases. And they tried to go up there and stop that certification. Trump just egged them on, and then he went back to the safety of the White House. And by the way, this is a statement that he put out, Donald Trump, on Father's Day. That baffles me. You know, given everything, I get it. Why would you make the following statement? This is Trump's official statement on Father's Day. Politicians issue statements on Memorial Day, on Labor Day, on the 4th of July. They get a little free squeeze in the media. This is what Trump put out. Quote, happy Father's Day to all, including the radical left, rhinos, and other losers of the world. That's his Father's Day message. Who puts out a Father's Day message and singles out the radical left rhinos, which means Republican in name only, which means people like Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney, and other losers of the world? Who uses the word loser on Father's Day? This is very sad. He's also, as you know, in December, going on a speaking tour with Bill O'Reilly, who used to be with Fox News. Bill O'Reilly, tickets are $100. Prime seats are $7,500, which probably means in the front row, maybe you get to shake hands with them. There's a couple of strange things about that. First of all, if Trump says he's a billionaire, why is he hustling $100 tickets? Now, you may say, okay, it's because it's sort of like a rally. He wants publicity to run for president, but I think he needs the cash. I think he's in heavy debt. Maybe Putin's cut him off. The second thing that's really funny is that particular speaking tour with Bill O'Reilly in December is being heavily attacked on right-wing and QAnon media, social media. And you want to know why? Here's what they say. They say, hey, Trump said he's being reinstated in August. How can he possibly do a tour with O'Reilly in December if he's going to be president again? Maybe, and then somebody will come back and say, well, maybe it's not August, maybe it's December, he'll be reinstated. You know, this is like the end of the world is near, the second coming. You know, you have people on soapboxes on corners, very distressed people who go, the end of the world is near. 1,000 years ago, the year, you know, when the year 999 changed to the year 1,000, it happened. Everybody was convinced that the world would end on the year 1,000 and there'd be a religious apparition and that'd be it. A lot of people gave away their property. They gave it away to the church. They gave it away to their neighbors. They just said anybody can have it. And then they all went on a mountaintop waiting for it to happen. And you know what? Guess what? Nothing happened. New Year's Eve, 999, nothing happened. New Year's Day. And then they wanted their property back. And the people that had taken it didn't want to give it back. And there was a lot of fighting about it. There were people at the turn of the millennium this time, the year 2000. Remember Y2K? They said that there'll be a massive computer breakdown. Planes will fall out of the sky. Cataclysmic events. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. So the QAnon right thinks that August is a day like that. August, Trump comes back. Suddenly Trump goes, well, I'm going to do a tour with Bill O'Reilly in December. And everybody's saying, wait a minute. I thought he's going to be president in August. And then he issues Father's Day to everybody. Happy Father's Day to all, including the radical left, rhinos, and other losers of the world. This is a sad thing. I mean, this is just sad, culturally sad, very, very sad. One piece of interesting news, good news. In Maryland, Larry Hogan, the incumbent moderate Republican, who's probably sniffing around to at least be on the ticket in 2024 for the Democrat, for the Republicans, moderate, anti-Trump. There's going to be a governor race in Maryland, and it has been announced, and he's still playing coy about it. Tom Perez, the former DNC chair, is going to be a candidate for governor of Maryland in this coming election. Larry Hogan is term limited. Perez is a very good guy. He was a very good chairman. I think he'd be a good governor, very good governor of Maryland. So we'll see what happens. Maryland is sort of a split state. Tom Perez lives in one of the suburbs of Maryland near DC. But, you know, you get up to Baltimore and that kind of area, you're going to have some folks who have been in Maryland a long time, and they're going to have a different point of view. And there is going to be some dispute over that. There'll be some dispute over that. But I'm hoping Perez does well. Down in Houston, 153 employees either resigned or were fired for not taking the vaccine. This is a Houston hospital. Judge ruled that an employer can make you take the vaccine if it's related to your employment. Who wants a doctor or a nurse who comes in, here, let me feel your chest and let me take a good look in your eyes and your mouth, and no, I haven't had the vaccine. What are these people thinking of? They're medical professionals. That judicial decision was exactly correct. 153 of them. There are about 23,000 employees in that hospital system, so it's a very small group. But you absolutely want medical personnel to be vaccinated. If they're not vaccinated, who's going to get vaccinated? I don't want them sniffing around, looking at my eyes, my nose, my mouth, feeling my chest and all that, and these guys haven't been vaccinated. Well, coming to the end of the show, it's been a great show, great call-ins, a lot of call-ins. Stand by for some terrific programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Diamond Crew, Devil's Advocate, my friend Earl Ingram. Great show, The Earl Ingram Show. On the weekend, Pizza Box Mike, star of the show. Great programming on Saturday. Pizza Box Mike at noon. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box, which is very important. Well, Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now.